Jason?
Yeah, I just left you a voicemail.
Yeah, I was on the other line finishing up with a client. I apologize.
No problem at all.
How are you doing?
Doing all right. Wrist is pretty sore. But at least it's my left hand, so I'm right-handed.
I'm left-handed. My left hand hurts for you. Oh, man. Did you have, like, an accident or something? Or?
Yeah, honestly, just a slip while putting on this pump basket and kind of cut my wrist in both directions, so horizontally and vertically. Right kind of maybe less than an inch from my wrist where the bend is there. So, yeah, it was not too fun. Every time I had to finish up the pool still, and every time I kind of squirt out a little bit and whatnot. So, yeah, I had to go take care of that in the meantime. But most of my stuff on the truck was expired in my first aid kit and didn't really have gauze and stuff. So I had to go to the store. Back over to finish up pools and stuff. And
oh, man. Yeah. You had a little bit of a nightmare a little bit there, huh?
Yeah, well, man.
Well, thank God you're okay, though.
Yeah, yeah. At least it wasn't too serious or anything. And, yeah, definitely a good reminder to always make sure you have stuff stocked on the truck.
Yeah, absolutely. Make sure you're taking care of yourself, you know?
Definitely, definitely.
So are you ready to get everything set up here?
Yeah.
Okay. So for account purposes, is your first name Jason or is it Jayson?
Jason.
Okay. And then your last name, what is your last name?
J-O-N-E-S, Jones.
Jones? Jason Jones. Yeah. I knew a Jason Jones when I was growing up. That's funny.
Yeah, anywhere. Like ID, just to prove that I'm the Jason Jones that I'm talking about.
Oh, man. Okay, I pulled up the Google profile. This looks good. You have 2 verified reviews since we last spoke. That's fantastic. Get 3 more. You need a total of 5.
Yeah.
Okay, so get 3 more for me. That's gonna expedite that. That's fantastic. And we can give you like a tiny URL link that you can send straight to your clients. So it'll make it super easy, okay?
Oh, cool.
Okay, I'm looking at the website. The website looks pretty good. Do you love it? Do you want an upgrade?
A little bit. I'm working on, I want to say there's only 1 stock photo on there that I want to get rid of. And then on the contact page, I was going to probably this afternoon or tomorrow make a little bit more prompted, like type form that would give me a little bit more info as to what kind of inquiry it would be. And so a little bit of more information up front.
Okay.
Yeah. It's still a work in progress.
Okay. The reason I'm asking is because there is a very fashionable upgrade available to you, absolutely free of charge for Google Guarantee clients. We do offer what's called our My Site. So the advantages here are anytime you need an update or a change, you literally just email or send that over to us and we take care of it for you, as opposed to you having to go in and make the changes after a long day's worth of work or whatever the case is. It would be like a rebuild. We could do something similar to what you have, but we also have the ability to make it like super fancy with the scheduling bot if you want, and the bill pay option is available as well. So that's available to you at any time to upgrade on the website, okay?
Oh, cool.
And we can write the content directly to the domain that you have, so it's not like you have to go with a different domain or anything like that, okay?
Perfect.
Okay. For this, what are your hours of operation? When do you want the phone calls?
Probably want to keep it to 8 to 4. I'm usually out and about earlier than that.
But, we're kind of getting ready for the day and want to get a couple spots done early morning before I'm answering phone calls in someone's backyard or something like
Understood.
That.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you want that 8 to 4 Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday right now. I am working on getting a VA, and that will hopefully help me take care of a little bit more wider business hours, at least for answering phone calls and setting appointments.
Okay.
Coordinating.
Understood. Okay. Let me see here. Just going over this. And then the background check, I'm going to send out the application to you now. It's going to come over via text as well as via email. And you're just going to upload the information, like you're going to put in your social security number. It's going to request your driver's license number. Again, the requirement for your area, you have that one certificate that we spoke about. So I have gone ahead and put that in here as well. So you're good to go with that. They're going to have you upload that. And then it does not show that there is an insurance requirement as of right now, but do you have business insurance for the company?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, so you'll see on the application itself, it's literally like plug and play. It's going to ask for license number, and if there's not a number on your certificate, don't worry about it. Just put NA and then upload the certificate. Okay, because I don't know how the certificate looks on your end, but you just go ahead and upload that to the application along with the insurance document, and you're going to be good to rock and roll, okay?
Perfect, perfect.
And then let me see here, just going through this. All right, you're working on the reviews. Okay. There is no existing ad for you. Okay. Already has it. Okay. I need to schedule. So your job is going to be whenever you can in the next 24 hours or so to get that, or 48, however long you want with it. With the application, again, it is super quick. It's about 10, 15 minutes tops. If you give me a time frame. We do 30-minute increments for onboarding. So what happens is you're going to fill out the application and then send it back. Once you click submit, it comes back to my team. We review it. We call you for onboarding. That just takes a few minutes. So we have available appointment times that start as early as between 7:15 to 7:45 in the morning, or we can do like 7:30 to 8. All the last appointments between 3:30 and 4. So which time frame would you like for your onboarding?
Let's do early morning. It'll probably be perfect, actually.
Perfect. So we'll go ahead and grab that time frame. You're going to see an email notification come through. It's going to go ahead and lock in at 7:30 from 7:30 to 8. It's going to say GG onboarding. Okay, and then it's going to have your first and last name along with your phone number. This serves as a placeholder. Please note that we will be calling from our 877 phone number to go ahead and do onboarding. As long as I'm not on the phone with a client like I was a few minutes ago, then I will be the one to introduce you to your onboarding agent. Usually it's Ivan, so he's really good about taking the reins if I'm on the phone, and he'll just call you and go ahead and get it all underway, okay?
Perfect, perfect.
Okay, and then for the card you're putting on file, Jason, is there any middle initial, or is it just your first and last name?
Let me double check. Just
that email. You know. No middle initial, just Jason Jones.
Okay, and then the address that we have for you is, hold on, let me go ahead and get through this next one. Just want to make sure we have the proper address. The screens don't click through as quickly as I would like.
problem.
I think the mind moves faster than the body or the computer, you know? 5912 Oak Brook Drive, is that the best address for you?
Yes.
Okay. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
American Express.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
It is 3727.
Mm-hmm.
054.
Mm-hmm.
346.
Mm-hmm.
31002.
Expiration month and year. I'm sorry, what's that?
I was just going to say, since American Express always has weird sets, I never know how to say it.
Yeah, I have people that'll say it like five digits at a time because it's only 15 digits. So they'll say it like five digits at a time, but it's always that middle three that throws them off, the 054, you know?
expiration is 03-29.
Okay, and then the four-digit code on the front.
6851.
5851. I'm going to set a secured 6851.
6851.
I'm going to set a security question for your account. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's go first pet.
Which is?
Francesca.
Okay. Got it.
Fish. My first pet.
Your first pet was Francesca the fish?
Yep.
What kind of fish was she?
It was one of those little beta fishes.
Okay.
little fight fishes.
How funny. Oh, my goodness. Well, how long did she live? Did she last for a while?
I would have to ask either my older sister or my parents, but probably not too long. Not sure. I thought I were dying quickly, but I don't know where. It might have been fast.
Oh, heavens. That's so funny. Well, they're never going to guess that, are they?
No, probably not.
Oh, my goodness. So welcome to Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. If at any point you want to bring on, I know you mentioned that you do do startup businesses and then you sell them off, right?
Yeah.
Right. So if you want to get anything else going for this, if you ever want to, give it Google Ads, if you want us to do the SEO, anything like that, just let us know. Or if you choose to bring on any other companies, I'll get you a sweet deal. Make sure you bring them over to me, though. Okay. And then you will see the terms and conditions come through there in just a couple of minutes. It's going to come through via text message. And you'll see quite a few different things that are included, that could be included. They'll have an asterisk by those items. But when you scroll down to the very bottom, you'll see LSA, which is Local Service Ad. Google Guarantee is the only product that we have you signed up for at the moment. Just go ahead and click the two buttons. The first one's certifying that you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of the company, and then type in your first and last name for me.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. And then you're going to get your username and password is going to come over to you via text message as well. So you'll have that to be able to log on and track the results of the package. You can do live chat from there as well, so you don't always have to call in if you prefer to communicate via live chat. You have that available to you as well, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right. Well, do you have any further questions for me?
As far as I know, you had said I could pause and restart kind of ads whenever. If I kind of want to, I think I want to get things started and maybe the 1st of May kind of time frame in order for me to get a couple of the few other reviews and that sort of thing going. If I ever want to say, you know, for I want to do something for May and then change a couple things for June, it's pretty easy just to stop and start. It is.
But the first process is getting the application process and getting that moving forward. I can't promise that it's going to be ready by May 1st. Just because the process itself, the maximum time it takes is 4 to 8 weeks. I don't always or even usually see it take that long. Getting that application in stat is going to be paramount. And then, you know, as soon as that application's completed, that's what Ivan's going to go over tomorrow. He's going to go over the next step is they're going to send like a text message for, it's called Evident ID or Pinkerton. Those are the two companies that are used to do the client. Background check. So Google determines which one of those is used. We don't get to determine it, but whichever one is determined, then they're going to trigger us and say, hey, we're ready to trigger the text. So we would trigger a text to you. It has a 30-minute window for you to upload like your ID, or it asks for one last like document that we already have on file, but it just like wants that live verification, and then bam, usually within a couple of days, you're good to go with that. Again, I've seen it happen like 4 or 5 days too. So the most important thing is get us the application so we can process that right away, and then we can get it moving forward. But as soon as it's live, pausing it, increasing leads, slowing leads down, disputing leads, all of that is very, very easy.
Okay, awesome, awesome. I definitely appreciate the reminder to the I remember you saying 4 to 6 weeks depending on you know, everything.
Right.
But I completely, so I appreciate the reminder on time frame wise. So that'll kind of work out perfectly, I think. Regardless of time frame, that'll be, give me some time to get everything together as well. If I get the application in and get working on everything in the meantime, that'll all work out perfect.
Awesome. I look forward to being your account lead on this. I know you're going to love it, Jason.
Thank you. Thank you. I definitely appreciate you reaching out. I was about to reach out to you guys as well. So,
all right. Well, we're going to take really good care of you. Let me know if I can do anything else for you. Make sure you take a second to sign the terms and conditions when you get a moment. That will be also how you can communicate with us to make changes or adjustments through the dashboard. Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Amy.
Okay. Bye.